When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Everybody, to episode number 50 of the No Woo. Bad Days podcast. We made it to 50, boys.
Woohoo!
Wow,
that's almost a year. It's almost like a full calendar year worth of episodes, but like not really. We're two away.
Like on a technicality.
Yeah, well, we've been going for over a year, but like,
yeah.
Sometimes you need to take vacation, right?
We took a few.
Yeah, one
took a couple. Yeah.
Once a month is fair enough, I'd say.
Couple vacays, you know? Okay, anyways, I'm joined here by, as always, Johnny Pace. How's it going, Johnny?
What's up, Tav? How's it going, bud?
Good, good. And I'm also joined by Jordan Martin, as usual.
Yes.
I got Jordan's got a new background today. It looks like a bed.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my bed today.
Just changing it up, eh?
I don't feel like sitting in my office. I'm going to yuck it up in my room.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, offices suck. Offices are overrated.
Yeah.
It's a casual Tuesday.
Speaking of offices, we're joined today by our guest of the week. We're running through all the boys, and we're joined by none other than friend of the show, David Kaplan.
Hey, fellas. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it big time.
Also the co-host of No Cap Podcast 2018.
Oh, yeah. Vintage. Bringing up those days.
Dave, how many episodes did you guys do of that?
Oh, God. I think we might... To be honest, I don't even know.
I think seven.
Yeah, something like that. And then we stopped because of COVID. We ran out of things to talk about and didn't want to get too controversial on the show.
Yeah, you're the OG podcaster of us four. You're the first one to ever do a podcast, I think.
Yeah, I still got the mic. So, you know, now every time I come on here, I just have a decent microphone, so it's perfect.
Is it actually linked up right now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you sound pretty crisp. You sound pretty crisp.
That's what I do my Zoom calls with, so I can enunciate.
Is that how you record your TikToks now too?
Oh yeah, you know, no, I do the voiceovers on a mini mic, clip it around, pace around the house.
Let's get into that, Dave. Dave, finally after a year and a half of the boys doing TikToks, you post your first one this past week.
Yeah.
Talk us through the motivation and what went into filming and producing your video. Because it was actually pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah. To be quite honest, I got kind of bored because all I've been doing at home now has been studying for the CPA exam. So I was like, oh, I need like something else to like break up just this like monotonous schedule. So I was like, I might as well just like start posting. You know, we do some pretty cool things and there's some pretty exciting stuff happening in the future. And I didn't want to just jump right into that. I think it's important to share a little bit of the backstory and kind of like a little bit about myself and all of us as a group beforehand. So I was like, okay, like might as well start now before it's too late. And yeah, that first video literally took me 2 days to edit, and it was impossible. I don't understand how. Still, I'm a little still learning all the tips and tricks. Yeah, I've been using CapCut. That's a paid ad right there. it's really not. But I've been using that to edit, and it's still like it's getting a little bit easier. But like I get a text from Lawson right after I posted my second video and goes, hey, did you mean to put a filter on that? And I go, what? I go, no, what do you mean? I didn't put a filter. He's like, go back and look at it. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a filter. And I was like, oh, like what happened? He's like, I have no idea, but you definitely put a filter on it. He's like, I got an eye for these things. So I was like, all right, Loss, all right.
Hey, Dave, we forgot to tell you, this is No Bad Days podcast, so don't use words like meticulous or whatever the hell you said.
Monotonous.
Monotonous. Hey, just say you got a very repetitive schedule, okay?
All right, all right. Well,
past 5 minutes, Johnny searched up what that word meant.
Yeah, don't insult us like that.
Let's anymore, go. Okay? Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, we don't carry thesaurus around here. I can't even say that word.
Say you got a crazy schedule, okay?
Thesaurus.
Okay, we get it.
Yeah,
you did good, man. You're finally on the train like the rest of us. And I know what you're talking about. Sometimes TikTok likes to throw in a little filter. Oh, look, he's setting up his camera for his next vlog video.
No.
Mid-interview. What a beauty.
Like, this is the thing. It's like I now, like when I'm doing like anything, I'm like, okay, I need to get at least 30 seconds just in case. I'm like, just in case I'm going to end up doing something.
I find for this. Like one of the hardest things about like vlogging, I personally, and I know like you guys have all done it too, is like try to like record what you're doing. But do you guys ever find like it's not like first nature to do that?
Not at all.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You're
not conscious of thinking about it when you're doing something.
100%.
You want it, like, say you go to like I don't know, like a football game, a hockey game, whatever. Like you just want to enjoy the moment. Like you don't want to.
This past weekend, I missed so much stuff just because like I didn't even think to take out my phone. It was not like in my mind at all to be like, oh, like I need to prop my phone up somewhere and like take a video of this. And I also didn't really know the people too well. So I was like, all right, like we got to simmer down.
Buddy, can you move? I need to prop my phone on the seat.
Yeah.
It's tough because you're not in public, but you're with people that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's even worse.
You just got to have shame though. Now we got to just like, you just have to do it.
I started shooting some stuff for like a day, like my like typical like summer schedule kind of thing. And let's just say like shooting clips at a crowded public gym is just the most terrifying thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah, I did. I went full send into it. I was like,
you have like a little tripod or how you set your phone up?
I just like go around like propping up my phone because I'm like, I don't want to draw attention to myself in any way. So yeah. I'm like, okay, like if I just like tuck my phone in a corner and like get the angle right, like, all right, that's fine by me. Because like at this point, I'm not full fledged like into it.
But also, everybody does it now. So I don't think.
Yeah. No, but I just don't want people to think that I'm like a fitness influencer because like, that's like my, that I like, I don't like, I was like, okay, like as long as they don't think that I'm like selling workout plans or anything like that, like then I'm good.
Yeah. But again, no, that goes to like, who cares what people think too.
They asked Dave for his TikTok to watch the fitness video. And it's like,
yeah,
hi, I'm David Kaplan. I'm a CPA.
And yeah.
Hey, 20-minute workout today.
Here's my 15 minutes on the treadmill, 5 minutes of curls, 10 minutes of core, and then right back to the books.
Is that how long you go to the gym for, Dave?
No. I try and do no more than an hour max, though. The workouts have changed a lot since I've stopped playing. No, yeah, since retirement has definitely, I think that's the biggest change to my routine. I literally I'll go to the gym, do like 20 minutes on the treadmill, walking, of course, uphill, easy on the knees.
Yeah.
Then I do like, it's pretty much all full body. Like I don't really work out groups of muscles anymore. Like it's like, okay, we'll throw in a leg exercise, chest, back, and then like 10 minutes of curls because the arms are the most important thing right now. So
yeah.
How are they looking? Let's see.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Pretty good, dude.
Not terrible. Like,
this is a clip for the Instagram right here.
That's amazing.
Definitely better than they were.
I will say, Dave, in this one video, I don't know if Lawson's posting it today. I'm gonna show you the clip of yourself. You look like hot.
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, you look shredded with your Florida tan skin and your mullet.
I think the mullet's taken on a personality of its own.
I can't see if I'm
properly.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Yeah, you look good, Dave. Good.
Your skin is so dark. You're like really
just
like
glowing. Like, yeah, Florida's my happy place. I love Florida.
Yeah, you look like you retired at like 24. You've been living in Florida for the past.
Yeah, I sold a tech months. Company for $1 billion, and now I just live in Tampa.
Speaking of Tampa, Dave, we just got back like a week and a half ago.
Yes,
we did. We were talking last week. A couple things we were talking with Lawson. He was telling us his point of view of living with Morty in the hotel room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't a huge fan of Morty's morning shenanigans when he. Go in the litter box and toss everything around and then sit on Lawson's head.
Oh yeah.
He thought I'd let you know that.
I try like even when I'm at home, like I try and like wake up at a pretty decent hour. Like I don't want to waste the day away, but I always end up waking up whenever Morty wants to wake up. So it could be 5 o'clock, it could be 7 o'clock. And that's usually when my day starts.
I'm letting a cat wake up at 5 a.m.
What time are you guys getting up this summer so far?
I've been up at
one app.
Eight?
Eight?
Yeah.
Wow, that's about like 4 hours before normal.
Yeah, seriously, I was going to say.
I'm doing my brother, I'm working out with my brother and his schedule, so.
Oh.
I've also started skating 3 times a week now, and that's at 10. So I have to do everything before.
Get up and wait, yeah. I've been up like... I'm usually out of bed before 7 most of the days.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
But. Yeah, I'm not quite there yet. I'm like an 8:30 kind of guy right now.
Those are good hours.
Set my alarm for 7 and I wake up at 8:30.
I always say this whenever anyone's like, how do you get up so early? Like all it is it's the first week that sucks.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the first week. And then after that, like it's fine.
The thing I find the hardest about it though is like when you wake up like I used to have to get up at 6 for work, and then when by the time the weekend rolls around and you want to sleep in, you still up at 6.
You can't. That was me this weekend. That was me this weekend. It was the second the sun was out, like 6:30, I was up.
It doesn't matter if you stayed up till 5:30, you're getting up. You're awake at 6.
Yep, 100%.
How is your summer going, Dave? What do you got? I know you got a video coming out taking us through your day to day, but
we'll give a little sneak peek.
Yeah, hobbies now that you're not training for hockey all the time.
I honestly the only thing that I've picked up so far has been pickleball. And that's because part of the reason was I was kind of just getting sick and tired of doing cardio at the end of my workouts because it's just not fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to like have some physical activity. And when I was in Florida, my parents started playing pickleball and they're like, oh, like you should come around and, you know, just hit with us for a bit. And I was like, all right. And now I'm an absolute addict.
Like, all right, mom, I'm going to come kick your ass.
Yeah. Now it's like, honestly, like it's bad. Like the competitive edge just came out again. Like I'm more competitive in pickleball than I was even like playing hockey. Like, I'm like, I have to win. Like hockey, I was kind of like, all right, like let's have fun with the boys. And this is like, I'm fucking winning.
Yeah. It's like you and Monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
You're
or Rummy far, Cube, just cutthroat.
You're by far the worst player to ever play Monopoly with. Like I actually hate you when I'm.
Yeah, I hate Monopoly, Dave.
Like
it's all about studying a little bit of game theory to get edge.
That's the thing though, is like when we play with you and you start to like get up on everyone, and then you explain your strategy to everyone, and that just makes us want to kill you. And that's all right though.
Anyone can do it.
Hey, away from the board, you're our friend, right?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I try to be at least.
You miss hockey at all, Dave? Are you missing training for it and getting ready, or are you content?
I'm not, to be quite honest, I'm not really missing training for it too much. The only thing that I miss about training is like I used to enjoy like, well, all, like, I don't know. Oh yeah, Scotty was on the podcast early on.
Yeah.
So our skills coach up at school, Scotty, lives in and trains players out of Illinois in the summer. So that's where I would like skate over the summer 3 times a week. And I got to know like the group of guys that skate over there pretty well. And Scotty's a really, really good dude. So like I kind of miss just like, though, like just doing that, like and being nothing around that. Yeah. Like it, that was a lot of, I should just throw my gear on and just show up. Scotty would hilarious. Scotty would think that's hilarious.
Just go yuck it up in the dressing room.
Yeah. I should. Scotty would laugh if I just showed up at one of this. I might do that. That would be actually hilarious.
Just not tell them. Meet all the boys in the shower after. Don't even.
Yeah, literally.
Just go for a rinse.
I might just bring a bar of soap and a towel.
Hey, when we all retire, we'll just rent ice for an hour somewhere. We'll all just meet there, and we'll just won't even go on the ice. We'll just sit in the locker room in our gear.
Yeah, and just talk.
Like, okay, boys, time to hit the showers.
I honestly think I think thank God though that like we have the opportunity to still like stay together and like travel a bit this summer, and you know, hopefully through this next hopefully forever. To be honest, but for at least this extended little bit, because like if I didn't have that, like I know for a fact I would be missing it a lot more.
So, right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like with all this stuff, like I feel like we're not going our separate ways. You know,
no.
I mean? Like it's like it doesn't matter because I know I'm going to see you guys pretty soon. So,
mm-hmm.
You know,
100%.
I feel like that was part of the reason why we didn't all like get super sappy when we were leaving school.
Either. Yeah.
We were taken off to Florida like 2 days later.
It was so abrupt too. Like we graduate the next day, we literally leave for Florida. Then we come back. And then the day after that, we have to leave because we get kicked out of our houses.
Yeah.
So it's like, you didn't even have time for any like emotions to set in.
No.
Yeah, we had a week to get kicked out of our house, Dave, but don't worry, I took care of it.
Oh yeah. Sorry about it.
You were a little bit misunderstood, eh?
Yeah, I
What's up guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
I thought they said the 21st, not the 31st.
whatever, it all worked out in the end. I think one interesting thing to go into while we have you here, Dave, is to go into what goes into like booking these or planning these trips that we go on, because you're the one that kind of handles all that. I'm sure people would be kind of interested in, first of all, finding out how stressed you get when we don't give you answers right away on the spot. And then secondly, like kind of what everything goes into planning, getting 10 guys in the same spot at the same time.
Yeah.
Isn't easy to begin with. So if you want to just talk a little bit about.
I'll touch on the stress point first. So I think everyone can agree that I was a lot less stressed in Tampa this second time around than any other trip that we've been on. And I've come to the conclusion that I think it's because like when those first two trips that we went on, we were all 10 together all the time and everyone had to be together because we were all in the same itinerary. So if one guy like drifted off, it was like, you know, all the rest of the nine of us have to wait for that one person, which is always just kind of like a pain because, you know, you're trying to keep time with like everything going on. Whereas like this last trip, it kind of felt like since everyone was away, you know, everyone was booking their own flights, you know, it didn't really matter where people were coming in from or what time they were coming in. Like, it was like, you know, you just have to be here at a certain time, like, and make sure you're there. And that's about it. Like, so it made things a lot easier on me. I didn't have to worry like, okay, we need three Ubers to make sure we can get to the airport. We need to make sure we have three Ubers waiting for us when we get picked up and blah, 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 this and that. And then we're all checking in at the same time. So like, you know, there's 10 of us waiting in the lobby with all of our bags. I have people asking me, is my room ready? I got this and that. So like this time it was a lot like less stress. So I'm very much looking forward to that for the next trip. Did you guys tell everyone where we're going on the next trip?
No, not yet.
Okay. I guess we'll wait. I don't want to leak it.
We'll keep it as a surprise. But while we're on the topic of stress, Dave, Marty and Taver, weren't able to join us on that first trip, but, I really wish they were there to see you at what I thought was your most stressed out point in your life. And it was going to LaGuardia Airport from our flight from New York City to Columbus. And take us through what happened, because me and you were roommates on that trip.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So I'm a pretty on the ball kind of guy. Like I don't like,
that's what I thought.
Ooh. I keep to a schedule. Like I make sure like we're where we need to be, like that sort of thing. And for some reason, I don't know what happened. I honestly think it might've been because that night was daylight savings. Like all of our phone alarms just got messed up. Like mine did not go off and I have one set for every day. Like it wakes me up like every day at a certain time. And that time would have been in plenty of enough time to, you know, make it for our flight.
I think everyone else in our room was also relying on your alarm.
Yeah. We didn't set a backup. But anyway,
Before you go into the story, we did set ourselves up for failure because we thought we were going to pull an all-nighter and then we all fell asleep at 4:30.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That is true.
Not the greatest.
And we learned our lesson. We did learn our lesson.
Yes.
But basically what happened was, we had a really early flight in the morning and we were out, you know, decently late. It was a Saturday night and, you know,
in the city.
So we were out decently late and in New York City, a Saturday night, like we're not going to, you know, try not to go to bed.
Yeah. You're not,
we ended up falling asleep. No. And I wake up to a FaceTime at 6:30 in the morning from Lawson saying, "You're late. We're down here. Hurry. You guys aren't even." And he's outside of the door. I open up the door. He comes in. He's like, "You guys got like 5 minutes to be down there." And all he has, he's like, it's not like he's helping us pack. He just has the camera in our face the whole time. That's it. He's not helping us put stuff in bags. He's not like, you know, shuffling anything around. He's just got the camera, like just following us. So we're getting everything ready, whatever. I get downstairs, we get into the car, and I was honestly just like, I was mad at myself. Like I there was nothing that I was like really, you know, that's why I was, I think I would felt like I may have came off as like stressed. I was just pissed at myself. So the whole time I was just telling myself like, oh, we're going to make it. We'll get there an hour before the flight. Like, oh, we're fine. We're going to make it. Not a big deal. Like we got this. And we show up, we get up the escalator and I look at the check-in line. Like I'm talking to Will looking down like, oh, we're fine. We're an hour before. And I turn my head and I just see a sea of people at this check-in line trying to drop off their bags. And I go, oh God, we're not going to make it. And basically what we walk over to one of those kiosks and I just tap the American Airlines lady on the shoulder. And I just go, hey, like, you know, we have a flight to Columbus and like boarding starts in like 10 minutes. And I don't think we're going to make it. Like I need to get in front of all these people. Like I got, you know, six other people with me. And she goes, oh, sir, I can't do that. That would be so unfair to all these other people, blah, 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 this and that. Like, and then I'm like defeated. I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. And she just looks at me and goes, but that guy over there can, and like gives me a little point. And I go, thank you. And I just talk to this guy. He's like, oh yeah, for sure. Brings us in, throws all of our bags on there. Like they're like 60 pounds. He's just slapping the sticker on there, throwing it on, no overage fees, no nothing. Just like, all right, see you guys. Hopefully you make it. Finally get to security. Security line is decently long. Yelly's the first one through. So he grabs his bag, starts sprinting. We get there. He like texts me saying like, they won't hold the doors for us. So like everyone's got to be here in like 6 minutes. And like, I'm looking back and like some of the guys like are like just putting their stuff like through the machine. I'm like, oh God, like this is going to be tight. So we all like, I grab my stuff. I start running. Everyone just starts jogging. Finally, we're all there. And someone recognized us at our gate, snaps a picture with us. And then we walk onto the plane and we made it. And we all like, none of us slept that flight. Because like we were just like shaking. We were like, oh my God, did that just happen?
No, like that was this craziest like flight. Cause like we all sat down and it was like a huge sigh of relief on everyone. Like everyone was just like deflated. Mm-hmm. And then like just stress was like running through our veins, like as like for an hour and a half. Like,
yeah,
couldn't believe what just happened.
How bad were you guys sweating?
Oh, I was leaking. I was a
fuck. Drenched, absolutely drenched. Like, I want to see that picture. I wonder if that girl ever tagged us or anything or posted it anywhere.
Hey, you guys all probably look.
I've never seen it.
We're all like this.
Yeah, we're just wide-eyed.
You've got two things.
But like the flight attendant literally, or the gate agents literally like standing by the door waiting to close it. And we literally look at her and we just go, one second, please. After they waited, you know, a half hour for us.
Yeah,
and the best part about that all is that we were in business class.
Yeah, that is true.
Just everyone at the front of the plane.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was the best.
What? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They upgraded us.
All 10 of you sat first class on that flight. That's so funny.
Yeah. So it's like, oh. I was like, yeah. Legit, like when he said shaking, like the boys were like legit shaking. Like it was insane.
Hey, you go on the plane, Johnny, and the curtain's already closed. So like the poor people area, and you just look back. You're like, thanks for waiting, everyone.
Close it again. Yeah. You poke your head through, you go.
Losers. I've never flown first class in my life. I'm with Marty in the back of the plane where they don't even recline.
Yeah, you guys did 45. Get the short end of it. You guys got the short end of the stick. The last travel,
we had to share a seatbelt.
It just makes sense though, Dave. It really does. I don't know.
I honestly
just makes sense.
Honestly, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know how that happens.
It's hilarious because
we all booked the same exact ticket, same exact itinerary.
It's just fate.
It's fate. They know.
Dave, you you mentioned that you were always on the ball with traveling, except for, I think, I can't remember now, two of the five trips we've been on, you have either missed your flight or almost missed your flight. Do you remember the other time I'm talking about?
Zona?
Oh, Arizona. That okay, that wasn't a THG trip. That was
that was just a boys trip, but
yeah, I did miss my flight. Yeah,
forgot your dang wallet, and then we all had to go to Arizona without you.
I showed up a couple hours behind.
That might have been was that, Johnny, you were there for that. Was that close to stressful as he was in New York? Because he was literally jumping up and down, calling himself an idiot like 20
outside
times.
Outside of Will's house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did have a little bit of the jitter bug outside of Will's house. Literally jumping up and down. But no, like Dave in the car, because so we were in this like Sprinter going to the airport, and me and Yelly are like, we're overly exhausted, so we're, everything's funny to us. Like legit, it felt like we're on laughing gas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like kind of chirping Dave, and Yelly's chirping Dave too. And like, you could tell.
I just look at him. I just go, can you just shut up? Can you just stop laughing and shut up for 1 second?
He's like, guys, it's not funny. We're going to miss our flight. Like, it's not funny. The game,
and it's not like we were, it's not like we were going to like Chicago from New York where they run flights like every 30 minutes. Like we were going to Columbus. Like God knows when the next flight from, you know, LaGuardia to Columbus was.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's like, we're going to miss our flight, blah, blah, blah.
And the game was that night too.
Yeah.
So like, That's why we have a new, we've learned a lot since that first trip, and it's we never travel on game days, and no more flights before 8 a.m.
So. Hey, how about the original plan was to do 7 and 7?
Yeah, that would have been a nightmare. That would have been an absolute nightmare. That would have sucked.
Because I think we told this on the pod before, but like me and Dave were tracking our hours of sleep, and in the first 5 days I got 8.5 hours of sleep in total, and I think Dave got 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was insane.
It's awful.
So
if we would have done 7 and 7,
that would have been the worst idea of all time.
That's disgusting. I don't think we realized like the just like everything that it involved.
No, it was quite the learning experience, Dave?
Yes. It was a big, big learning experience.
Oh, not.
Who gets under your skin the most, Dave, on the trips?
Under my skin the most on the trips?
I think we might all have the same answer.
I feel like everyone, yeah.
To be honest, I can't even like pin. Everyone's got their like own like little moments, and everyone, it's like the same thing at school. Like everyone just does like one thing that you're just like, every time they do it, you're just like, oh, it just gets you. But like, there's no one that I'm like, oh, I really hope that like they've got a conflict and can't come on the road. Like there's not a single person. Like, I think it's just fun.
No,
it's all good.
We all wish, like we all like want the boys there, but it's sometimes sharing.
What are you guys going to say?
I was going to say Frizz.
Oh, I honestly.
Yeah, but a lot of the time, the moments that piss you off the most on trips like that are the ones that you laugh the most about after anyway.
Yes, so 100%.
Like, that's what it is. And Frizz makes us all laugh like tremendously after the moment.
Yeah, like I'll be immensely furious with him. And then like 15 hours later, he'll look at me and just like start laughing or something. And I'll be like, okay, like that's pretty funny.
We're
just kidding. Like he's such a fucking beauty that like he just makes us laugh all the time. We all make each other laugh too, but I think you said it right, Dave. There's always one thing, but that's just because I think we're all so close that's just bound to happen. It's like brothers fighting pretty much,
literally. And then like 30 seconds later you're like,
I guess we'll get a beer.
Yeah,
so beer.
Carbo.
Those trips, yeah. Carbo. I mean, the funniest thing about the trips is like the undercover stuff. Like if you asked us all of the funniest stuff that happened on these trips, it wouldn't be like anything to do with what we were actually there to do. It'd be like just random stuff along the way that we just happened to find ourselves in.
And you would probably get 10 different answers.
Yeah. And the one liners that you that are in context that wouldn't make sense to someone who wasn't there.
Yeah.
Right? I honestly think that some of my, like, I would say like my favorite moments, especially from this last trip, was every morning waking up and then walking across the street for breakfast, just feeling like a zombie and just talking for like an hour and a half, just sitting there over food, just talking.
We had to send the waitress back like 8 times because we hadn't looked at the menus yet. Yeah. There for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we would just be chatting it up. Or like I think it was on that Wednesday, like the day of the game, when we would be in there and like it's obviously a work day and we're eating breakfast at like 11:30 and we're in like we're in like bathing suits and cutoffs and we're just surrounded by like just people in full on suits. Like, breakfast. Yeah. They're taking their clients out and we're just
That's seriously the best part is how obnoxious we are. It's so funny.
Yeah, if I saw us in public and I wasn't a part of our group, I'd be like, look at those idiots. Yeah.
Literally.
And everyone could hear our conversation without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and yeah, not the best.
For the record, I'm not like that when I'm not around these guys. They bring out the worst in me.
Dave, you're normally pretty calm. You're normally pretty tame.
Unless vacation Dave comes out
the play. But then, yeah, then you can get your Dave. Dave normally starts out pretty calm, and then you can kind of get him going a little bit if you really tried hard or if he's in that mood. You can always find a way to get him going.
I've got a rubber arm.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just gets twisted.
Dave's alter ego, vacation Dave. He's a fun guy.
Yeah, super like, fun
Dave,
guy.
Like Dave's a fun guy, but vacation Dave's a really fun guy.
Yeah.
And he comes out to play sometimes, and yeah, he just like snapping it around with the boys. So it's
maybe
pretty fun.
Maybe if I ever go full time content creator, then people can see. Maybe then Vacation Dave can come out more, a little more often.
You could literally.
What's it called?
Still awake there, Marty? Or?
Yeah, what's it called? An alter ego.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Don't
just be your alter ego.
Like what we just said.
He had a little nap, I think.
Yeah, it's because he's been sleep. It's because he's been waking up at 8. He's tired. He's got to go to bed.
Yeah, were you looking at the clock or something there, bud?
I was eating Sour Patch Kids.
Mm. Ooh.
Well, you're in training.
Packed with nutrition.
When you work hard, man, you could eat whatever you want.
Work hard, play hard. True.
Yeah, a wise man told me once to earn it. So,
guess what, Johnny? I'm still gonna go upstairs and eat 10 Oreos and a bag of popcorn.
Hell yeah!
Hey, bud. Athletes need calories. They just don't say how, right?
Dave, did you see the new Top Gun yet?
Yeah, I did.
How would you think of it?
I liked it a lot. I was a big fan.
Yeah, we liked it too. Yeah, we talked.
It was really good. It was really good, and it was funny because like. I'm like a pretty big movie guy. Like I enjoy watching movies. I feel like I've seen a decent amount of movies. And until they put Top Gun on Netflix like 6 months ago or whatever it was, that was my first time ever seeing the original.
Oh really?
I still haven't seen it.
Really? The original?
Yeah.
Marty doesn't watch movies before.
Oh yeah.
Live, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's from pre 2010, then Marty has never seen it or will never watch it.
I forget what that one movie was, Tabor, that we watched on your mom's Apple ID. That was like 1990 something, and I was just like so pissed off that we were watching it. And then after, I was like, movie? That was the sickest movie I've ever seen. You remember what it was?
What was it? Men in Black.
I think it was a McConaughey movie, but I can't.
Yeah, remember. It was a Time to Kill.
Yeah,
it was based off To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, that was a sick movie.
Bad movie, good flick.
Yeah,
Marty, there's a lot of good movies before 2015 that you should watch.
Yeah,
I'll make you a list, man.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of classics.
If you can set up, yeah, and you can watch it on an old TV. Just set up the antennas, and it's like you're in the era.
At my rate right now, I'm gonna be done Peaky Blinders in like 2 weeks. which is like,
oh, I just recently got back into that.
How sick is it? You guys like it?
I hadn't seen it in a while, so I started from the beginning and I'm halfway through season two right now.
Yeah, I'm halfway through season three right now.
Dave, you would have laughed last week. When we had Lawson on, we asked him when the last time he physically turned a television on and watched TV.
What was it, like 2 years, three years?
He literally did not know.
Yeah.
And he just said, like, I watch Netflix sometimes, but only on my laptop. And like, I don't consider that TV.
See, like when he stayed with me in Florida for those couple of days before Tampa, I would sit on the couch and watch TV, and he would just be on his phone editing TikToks.
Yeah, he loves his craft.
Like, man. He doesn't look up. He does not watch TV. And I'm living with him in Minneapolis.
Are you?
It sounds like. Yeah. So I don't even know if I'm gonna need to bring a TV for the living room, to be quite honest.
No, you'll just need one in your room because he won't watch it. Yeah,
that's literally it. So.
So what's your plan for the fall? Since you just brought that up, kind of walk the listeners that care so much about your new TikTok career through what
you're doing in the fall. So assuming I don't become, you know, the next big time TikTok vlogger,
Charlie DiMaggio.
assuming I don't become Charlie DiMaggio in the next 3 months.
You must have watched the Netflix or their Hulu series, eh?
No. Before our next trip, I'm actually going to Minneapolis to start looking at apartments. And then I'm moving to Minneapolis in sometime in October. And I start my job at a accounting firm in the Twin Cities area in November. So that's the game plan.
You're going to work there for like however long while you get your CPA kind of thing, or?
No, I'm hopefully, while throughout this summer, I'm going to be taking my CPA exams. There's four parts. So I'm going to be taking those one at a time. I'll finish them all before I start. If not, I'll have probably one more to go by the time I start. And then there's people who stay at the firm their whole career, and there's people who stay there for a year and then leave. It's right. Really just kind of like, it's really up to like what you want out of it and what your personal goals and what you like and how you want your career to go. That's kind of like the main decision factor. So we'll see. I'm not really putting a time frame on it. I'm not really like, I'm just going into it with an open mind. And I interned at this same place last summer. So I really liked the people that I worked with, and I really liked the clients that I had. So
Are you going to be in the office, or are you going to be working from your apartment?
It's remote on Monday and Friday and on the weekends. And then nice. It's office Tuesday. 4 day
weekend
Thursday.
Every weekend.
What a first job.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad. To be honest, when I was interning, I got to go into the office a couple of times, and I really enjoyed like being in the office. So
just hunkering down and getting carpal tunnel, eh?
Yeah, just getting things done. I'm gonna have to get one of those like Vera desks so I can stand a bit and be a hunchback.
Get a Bosu ball.
Dad have those.
Yeah,
Bosu ball.
Get the Bosu ball out, Dave. You know, seventh inning stretches every now.
Every 15 minutes, doing some hand exercises just to loosen them up.
Yeah, you're pretty. You have like a couple stress balls.
You're pretty diligent though, Dave. You'll be able to get stuff done at home too.
Yeah. When I was doing like my internship was pretty much all virtual, and then they would just like, if you were in the area, you could pop into the office on certain days if you wanted to. So when I was doing all my work virtual, like I had no issue. Like honestly, it's pretty nice. Like I don't mind it one bit. The only thing that stinks is like on days when, like, if you don't have very many meetings, like you just don't talk to people at all. Right. So like my first 3 days, 4 days of my internship was all training, and it was like online modules. So it was like a call in the morning to start the day, and then a call at night to like recap the day. But in between, it was just like, go at your own pace, like these trainings and these courses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, I would literally go 8 hours without talking to anybody. And I was like, and you guys know me, like, I like to talk, you know? Yeah, you like to yell. So like, I literally was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, how am I supposed to like get through my day? Like I didn't talk to a single person.
Yeah, talking is how you get your steps in, because you just pace back and forth. Or
yeah,
didn't talk to anyone. Without you have no steps.
Yeah, you don't need
my dad.
You don't need a treadmill. You just need a 10-foot hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, my in the office behind my desk, there's just gonna be a worn out piece of carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. With your same threads. Forth.
Yeah. I'm going to take it out of my paycheck.
Have you guys been seeing how much damage the Stanley Cup's been taking since Colorado won it?
Curtis McDermott falling.
Yeah. Fell. Dude,
that is the definition of slinky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like when we say Frizz is slinky, like that's what a slinky looks like, but worse.
That guy's like 6'5", like 230, and he just went down like a sack of potatoes, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then the keeper just like rushing into, I don't care about you, just give me the cup.
That was our buddy.
Yeah, Mike.
That was Mike Bolt, not Phil. Yeah,
not Phil or Howie. Quick
in there. And then the other guy dropped it while they were celebrating. Like they hadn't had it for 2 minutes, and then they're going hilarious. For it. He dropped it.
And that guy wasn't even playing either.
No.
Bell.
And we have experience. Hey, if you didn't break the trophy, did you actually even win anything? You know what I mean?
No.
We broke ours in what? An hour.
10 minutes. Yeah. An hour.
Yep.
That little hockey guy on top didn't last very long in the Commissioner's Cup.
I feel like it happens no matter what. Like in there was another one, that the Memorial Cup.
Oh yeah.
Or the OHL or whatever. I forget what it was.
Yeah,
it was the Mem Cup.
Yeah, yeah, split in half.
Picked it up and it literally broke. Like they didn't even do anything. It just broke in half.
Yeah. Probably from like a previous year.
Yeah. It's like they
just glued it back on.
Yeah, they gorilla glued it.
that gorilla glue didn't do too well against the boys.
No.
It's amazing. But hey, you know, have fun. You can always put it back together.
Yeah, they can always make a new one, you know?
Yeah, why not? This piece of plastic gets the pedal, right?
You just swap it with the one in the Hall of Fame.
How long do you guys think your bender would last if you won the cup?
Oh god.
2 weeks?
Well, we weren't even playing in the damn final, and that was what, 5 days? So
yeah.
I'm gonna guess at least a week.
yeah. At school, we automatically have a bender week. So a week.
Yeah. So winning anything. Probably two weeks.
Yeah.
And we were barely 500.
Yeah.
Tack on an extra two for winning the cup.
Oh my god.
That would be amazing. And then when you get your day with the cup, that's probably like, you know, a couple.
Another 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Day before, day of, day.
Yeah.
After.
Because people come in the day before. So you're drinking with them the night before. And then you get the cup, you're drinking. Next day, people are still there. And then take off.
Yeah.
Wonder if anyone's ever gotten married on their day with the cup. That'd be kind of sick.
What's the guy's name that dropped it when they won it?
Obey Cubell.
Yeah. He proposed to his girlfriend like a couple days after. So maybe when he gets his day with the cup, he'll...
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a pretty fast wedding there, John.
Yeah, that's like a 2-month turnaround.
Yeah, just slap it together.
Yeah, you never know. Just,
I mean, maybe... I'm sure it had to have happened. Like, someone already, like, planning, like, a summer wedding. Mm-hmm. And then they just say, like, hey, like, can we, like, do my day with the cup kind of near that?
Well, that's a question we could ask Mr. Bolt next time we see him.
That is true.
Trying to have Mr. Bolt on.
We always run into the Stanley Cup somewhere somehow.
Because yeah, that's Stanley's plus one is Mike. So
yeah, Mike and Phil. Anyways,
those of you by the way, Mike is one of the keepers of the cup. just to put that in.
And we met him in Tampa, and we called him. He has long blonde hair, and so we kept calling him Phil because Phil's the guy with long blonde hair that's been keeper of the cup forever. So we kept calling him Phil, and then he just like very politely but like firmly like turned to us and he goes, "By the way, my name's not Phil, it's Mike." We're like, and this was after probably like 45 minutes of calling him Phil.
And then we look at him and then we're like, okay Phil.
Yeah. All right, fellas, well, should we do one thing that hits different before we go?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, mine is gonna be old men that wear graphic t-shirts. Hits different because today we were taking one of our chairs to like this guy to put new fabric on it or whatever. Anyways, he was probably in his 70s, early 80s, and his shirt, he had a black t-shirt that says, "I see your mom on the internet every whatever." I just like looked at him and I couldn't stop laughing.
You gotta dap him up.
Yeah,
that's
I was like, hey, respect.
Yeah, mad respect, bro. He's like, don't talk to me, young blood.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my hits different.
My hits different is the anticipation before you go on a boys trip.
Ooh. Oh, 3 weeks.
Like the build up. Oh yeah, I'm already excited.
Yeah.
Call it two and a half,
yeah. So there you go, listeners. We're going on another trip in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. And you'll find out where in 2.5 weeks.
Dave?
I'm going to say that first time jumping in bed into your own bed after being away for like a couple of days.
Yeah. It
just feels so good. It just feels like home.
That was, I think, like one of ours when we first started the segment.
Probably. Yeah. I don't really listen to the podcast full disclosure. So
no, I know. You'd be defending Morty a lot more if you listened. So
yeah. I think my parents honestly might listen more than I do.
Funny. Well, I think everyone's parents actually do listen though.
Right? Yeah, they definitely do.
you tell them thank you.
Yeah. And mine is gonna be pretty lame, but just getting back on the ice again.
Oh,
that's a good one. I got back on the ice last week too, and it was just
yeah, my lungs were burning today.
Yeah.
But
I always find the second skate's the hardest for some reason. I don't know why.
It's the first one, you're giddy, you're excited, you're
yeah.
I have an. You think you're gonna be like Kucherov when you come back and you haven't skated in like 3 months, and then you get out there and you're like, oh, wow, I'm not anywhere close to where I was.
I'm not Nikita. No.
No.
You're Paul Bissonnette.
Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes episode number 50 of the No Bad Days podcast. Thanks, David, for coming on.
Of course, boys. Thanks for having me. We'll have to do this again soon. I had a good time.
Next year. See you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Episode number
once a year kind of guest. I'll be back for season two.
We just have one long season. There's no changing of the seasons. It's just one long, long season.
Long too, like really long,
like super long.
Like think of the longest thing ever, and it's like longer.
Yeah.
Wow. It's pretty long.
That's all long. Right. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Yeah. Don't forget to download. Thanks for listening.
Make sure you like it.
Like and subscribe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.